Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technologies shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems. It should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research. Let's start with that fairness thesis. It's from a researcher named Antonio Ferrara, and it argues that today's bias audits fail on two major fronts.
Okay, what's the first failure?
It's our reliance on what he calls point estimates. Think about it. You run an audit and you get a single number. The model is 98% fair across these two groups. Management signs off, job done.
That sounds good. What's wrong with getting a single number?
The number hides the uncertainty, especially when you're dealing with small intersectional groups, say women of a specific ethnicity in a certain age bracket. The sample size is so small that a single ratio is basically statistical noise. You could have a huge bias or none at all, and the test wouldn't know the difference.
So you could get a passing grade that's completely meaningless.
Exactly. Ferrara's solution is to stop treating it like a simple calculation and start treating it like a proper scientific experiment. Instead of a point estimate, use real hypothesis testing. Report a result with a confidence interval or a credible interval. Tell me you're 95% confident that the disparity is between X and Y. That gives you a real sense of the risk.
That makes a ton of sense. It's the difference between a weather report saying 25 degrees and one that says between 23 and 27 degrees. You have a better handle on reality. What was the second big failure he identified?
This one is about structure. He argues we treat people as isolated individuals. We check if a loan decision, for example, is fair to person A versus person B, but outcomes aren't produced in a vacuum.
They're produced by systems, by networks.
Precisely. Think about a recommendation engine on a social network or a routing algorithm for deliveries. The fairness of one single recommendation is less important than the overall effect on the network. Is the system concentrating disadvantage? Is it creating segregation? You can have perfect per-person fairness and still end up with a system that creates deeply unfair network-level outcomes.
So this thesis provides actual methods to audit that network structure, not just the individual decisions.
It does. It's a toolkit for raising the bar on fairness. And it rhymes with a theme we've seen all month in a different area, agent evaluations. The lesson is the same. A single passing score on a black box test can hide all sorts of problems under the surface. A clean audit is only as trustworthy as the method used to produce it.
That feels like a perfect transition to our next story, which is also about getting a handle on complex systems. This one is about agent sprawl.
Right. This is the enterprise side of the coin. A new paper introduces something called the Agentic AI Governance Maturity Model, or AAGMM. It's basically a roadmap for companies to get control over the growing number of AI agents they're deploying.
And it gives a name to the problem, agent sprawl. What does that actually look like in a company?
The paper offers a great taxonomy. You have functional duplication, where different teams build agents that do the same thing. You have shadow agents, which are built by employees outside of official IT channels. My favorite is orphaned agents, agents whose creator has left the company, so now nobody owns or maintains them.
That sounds like a security nightmare waiting to happen, especially with things like permission creep, where an agent slowly gets more and more access over time.
It is. The paper cites figures that only about 21% of enterprises feel they have mature governance for this, and that 40% of agentic AI projects might fail by 2027 because of it. So this AAGMM framework gives them 5 maturity levels across 12 different areas, all mapped to standards like the NIST AI Risk Management Framework.
And it tries to quantify the benefit of getting this right. I saw some big numbers in the briefing, like a 96% reduction in risk incidents.
Yes, and we need a big caveat here. Those numbers come from simulations, not from real-world deployments, so you shouldn't take them as a guarantee. The takeaway is that the model shows mature governance has a very large, very real effect. It's a tool for self-assessment. A company can use it to ask, where are we on this ladder, And which of these sprawl patterns do we have right now?
So it gives them a shared language and a plan of attack. Okay, let's move to our worth watching segment. It looks like a quiet day for new papers on agent evaluations.
It is, and that's worth noting. The honest thing is to say the major action this week was in other areas, like the fairness research we just discussed, rather than pod this summary with older news.
What about the regulatory front? The EU AI Act is still ticking.
The big date is August 2nd, 2026. That's when the act becomes fully applicable, and it's only 5 weeks away. Even sooner, a really important consultation closes on July 23rd.
What's that one about?
It's about Article 6, which defines what counts as a high-risk AI system. This is the gatekeeper for the whole regulation. If your system gets classified as high-risk, a whole cascade of compliance obligations kicks in. If not, the burden is much lighter. So what goes into that definition is a very big deal.
And there's one last piece of the EU puzzle that's still not quite locked in?
That's right, the digital omnibus package. It's a set of simplifications and alignments for digital laws. It's been reported as adopted by the EU Council, but we still can't find the official publication to confirm it. So for now, we treat it as agreed in principle, but not yet formally the law of the land.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. What are the big takeaways for today?
First, demand more from your fairness audits. A single number isn't enough. Ask for the statistical test, the confidence interval. Understand the uncertainty you're dealing with.
Second, if you're in an enterprise using AI agents, you probably have agent sprawl. Give the problem a name, use a framework to assess where you are, and start getting a handle on your shadow and orphaned agents before they cause a real incident.
And finally, keep an eye on the calendar. For anyone doing business in or with Europe, the AI Act is about to become very real, very fast.
It's all about looking under the hood. Whether it's a fairness score, an agent deployment, or a piece of legislation, the details matter. That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.